All right, Anthony Lanier is with us. You wear number 72. You had a couple of great Redskins in the past. Dexter Manley, Dyron Talbert have worn that number. And you got a couple sacks in that victory over the Cardinals. Tell me, is that a culmination of a lot of hard work for you, Anthony? Because you've put a lot of time into this game over the last 2 years. It seems it's bearing some fruit now.
Yeah, you know, coming from the strength and conditioning coaches and also the coaches helping me to understand what I'm able to do and just giving me the tools to use it on the field.
You also deflected a few balls, three balls. I mean, outstanding game. What's going through your head? Is that a reaction for you? Are you watching the quarterback? Because you seem to have a knack for that.
Yeah, kind of a reaction, you know, from playing basketball over the years, because I did play in college, and one of the big emphasis Coach Gruden put on us is just this week was to bat down some balls.
Coming from where you came from, a small school, do you think you've been underappreciated or expectations for you have been bigger for yourself than some people around you?
I think the expectations are higher because the people who have seen me practice and see what I can do expect more out of me, and it's just starting to come along.
Jim Tomsula's all in your ear all the time. What do you like about him the most?
I love that he actually cares about us. You know, he actually does. Like, that's his way of showing the love. Like, you know, people always tell you if somebody stops talking to you, I mean, they don't care anymore. So he's always on us about everything we do, whether it be life, football, even walking. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's that type of guy, or like a father figure.
Broncos coming to town. I would think this defense is feeling some momentum. Zero touchdowns allowed in the last game. Could you look ahead a little bit to the final home game of the season for you guys? What are your expectations?
The players won. You know, like, there's no telling what we can do when we play as one. You seen last week had a good game. Maybe this week could be a better game, but it's all going to be determined on what we have and what we are going to be playing and what we're going to be ready to do.
Everybody's got an opinion. Kerrigan said after the game that the execution in this last game was on point for your defense. And, you know, practice is so important. Does the monotony of practice get to you ever? How hard is it for you guys to keep improving when it seems like every day you're pretty much doing a lot of the same stuff on the field?
Well, you know, practice is when it's the hardest. That's when it's supposed to be the hardest. The game is supposed to be fun for us. So in practice, of course, you know, you're going to feel like it's a bad practice because it's supposed to be hard. But when it comes in the game, because the coaches have put together the cards and making us understand what we're looking at and what we're seeing, we're down, with preparation of what time and everything, it all plays in with each other and makes it easier in the game.
And you know what? Two more games, might get a few more.
Hopefully.
Looking forward to it. You're the best. Anthony Lanier, number 72, is coming after the quarterback.
Couple of sacks, forced a fumble, knocked down some passes. What a game for Anthony Lanier. And he's showing there's a lot of promise here for the future.
Yeah, I think that's the game that he needs. You know, you need a game to build off of, to show you can get better. You know, once you had that game that believe I can do this game, and that's what he had. He went out and had a great performance. I think if you listen to his coaches and teammates, they were always excited about him. Now we finally see what they were excited about.
The line has not been a strength for this team in recent years, but with Jonathan Allen coming back for next year, second year, Matt Ioannidis really grew this year. He was really well paired with Allen, and now Anthony Lanier. This could be a strength at some point.
Yeah, I mean, just having the depth that you have now due to so many injuries, you're going to get an opportunity to get these guys back next year, you know, if you're able to keep them around. But you should get a lot of these guys back who have had an opportunity to play this year. So you're not throwing them in the fire next year. Next year, you have an opportunity to be healthy. You have an opportunity to be strong and build off of what they've already done this year.